got the report from the roads engineer at our local area meeting, and he said now that they have received gate approval to go to the next phase. So we're at a stage now where we're at the sort of the third non-statutory public consultation period. And there will be information available at all the public service centres, but also for the people up Regent, from today onwards, there will be information in the local post office. And there will be documents there if anybody wants to put in a submission or give feedback on that preferred route. Now, they can, there will be a map up in the post office as well, so they can see the option that, that has been chosen. And that's what happens now is there is a, there's an undergoing process now that begins after this submission period, which ends on the 3rd of October. But what happens then is the TIA, they do what they call a topographical survey. They do ground investigation. They do an environmental survey. And then they get ready and they do a detailed design and land acquisition for the route that has been selected. And then they start to prepare the statutory document. So there is a process now that will probably be March, April before they get at it properly, you know.
And this public consultation is important. It is important that people have their say, because this is a route that so many people use coming in and out of Donegal, and it's vital that it is up to standard for these motorists.
Yeah, there's actually 16,000 vehicles per day go through Bridgend. That's a lot of vehicles. Now, the other side of the coin is there's a lot of businesses in Bridgend, and people want certain amount of traffic going through the village to keep their businesses afloat. So there's a balance to be got that we make it safer for the people in Bridgend, but we also need to ensure that the businesses are still striving after this. So it's that whole balancing act. So if there's people that want to make submission, do make the submissions to the council and raise their concerns and see if there's a balance to be struck.